الحمد لله. All praises are due to Allah, the most merciful and the most compassionate. The one who has created man and taught him speech. As Allah says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ. The one who creates man and teaches him speech. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. O Allah, send your peace, blessings and grace upon our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and upon all his family, his companions, and those who follow them to the last day. Ameen. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers of Allah, I advise you and myself with the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for indeed he says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who have believed, fear Allah and speak words of appropriate justice. So in this verse we've just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins this imperative and this command to have taqwa with the ability to hold to speech that is just. And this is because the use of words is reflective of the states that we have. And when we choose to engage in words that are always best and kind, being good and appropriate, then this reflects the states of our heart. And this in turn is what is reflective of our taqwa. From the greatest of just speech, of such beautiful speech, is that a person increases and finds his tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he busies himself throughout his days and nights in such dhikr. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. O you who have believed, remember Allah with much remembrance and glorify Him in the day and the night. Likewise, from such beautiful just speech, is that a person should find that his words hold fast and are consistently those words of truthfulness and sincerity. And this is nothing but a response to the divine summon or call from Allah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah and be with those who are true. And so this command from Allah for us to be with those who are true also implies that we ourselves be from those who are truthful. And in fact, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that no one persists upon sincerity and truthfulness except a time comes when they are written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being from the Siddiqeen, those who are truthful. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma yazalu rajulu yasdaqu wa yataharra as-sidqa." Not a man, except that he continues to speak the truth and endeavors to tell the truth, except that hatta yuktaba 'indallahi siddiqa, until it is eventually recorded or written with Allah that he is from those who are truthful. Such a person, the people who engage in truth, the people who engage their tongues in the dhikr of Allah, such a person can have hope for the paradise of bliss. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idmanu li sitta min anfusikum." He said, "Guarantee for me six things from yourself, albuman lakumul jannah, and I shall guarantee for you paradise." And it's reported that he said, "Wa dhakara awwalaha," and the first of the things that he reportedly should guarantee is ustuqu idha hadathtum, is that we should be truthful when it comes to our speech. Also, from such beautiful speech is that we should involve our words and make them actually beautiful. We should use kind words. We should use words that are layyin, that are words that are soft. We should use words that even when they are used to correct a person, are not words that cause injury, but transmit and convey this concern and this rahmah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and speak to people in the most beautiful of ways. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this ability to embody this gentleness, this softness, and this truthfulness in our speech to people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who use the best of our speech to join between the differences of people in this world, to use our speech to aid mutual societal relations and to better the affinity in society. For indeed, a person who joins between people and uses a goodly word shall find that this becomes the means by which he enters paradise. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. He said, protect yourself from the fire even if it be with half a date. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا, and if you cannot find that, then فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, then with a goodly word. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless us with the ability to always engage in beautiful and just speech, and that He make our speech a means by which we draw nearer to Him, and something that will cause us benefit on that day when nothing is of benefit except what we did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you for sincerity in our speech, and we ask you for a heart that is in khashya, that has reverential awe, and a heart of taqwa. And we ask that you make our words those that bear witness in our favor and not against us. O Allah, we ask that you raise from us and remove from this entire world this plague. And you are the one who answers the supplications of the distressed. So we ask of you, Ya Allah, that you raise from this world this plague, that you raise from this world this plague, that you raise from this world this plague. And with this we send our peace and blessings upon our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his family and his companions, all of them. I say this and I seek your forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he is the most forgiving and most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.